That's a really good question. I think while this process will continue with design and consent conditions, I think between finalisation of your process and creation of these consent conditions, we do need to rapidly get a cultural value assessment undertaken.
Yes.
And also a cultural impact assessment to determine where the key impacts are going to occur.
Yes.
I know it's probably impossible to say, let's get it done before the hearing closes.
Yeah. Do you think there's any hope you might reach agreement on the condition before the hearing closes?
I always have hope.
Yeah, I've got a lot of it. Sometimes
it isn't that much. I'm sure that we will. I would like to think that through the meetings that are going to occur, that maybe there will be some progress towards an engagement strategy.
Hmm.
But I have. We've been around long enough to see RMA processes like this go in many different directions.
Hmm.
So the lack of engagement and the lack of understanding our values and our concepts and our connections to that area does not give us a lot of faith that the ongoing relationship will be as strong as what we would like it to be.
Okay. What if you're unable to come to an agreement over an engagement framework and a condition?
Where should we go?
Yes. how are cultural effects then, going to be mitigated?
There's many ways to answer that question, isn't it? At this stage, I probably suppose we haven't discussed those alternative options.
Mm. Can I just jump in there?
Sure.
Because you were here when Mr. Slyfield was talking regarding, were we in a position that we actually understood the extent of effects in terms of noise and landscape, that we were, his proposition that we weren't in a position that we could.
Are you asking me about the noise? And
well,
the
no, I'm not. Effect? I'm just no. Drawing from that. Mr. Slyfield was saying that from his position, we don't have enough information in terms of the extent of effects, in terms of noise and of landscape. Are we in the same position in terms of...
We're in a worse position in terms of cultural. There is nothing presented. At least there has been some assessment done on those issues, or those areas, and impacts have been determined or explored.
And we have.
And we nothing. Have nothing to talk about in this process. So, how can I determine an impact or an effect when nothing has been explored or presented? I would love to be talking about various cultural values from KiwiRail and how they want to manage the site and how they want to develop the site. But none of that's forthcoming. I would like to have a discussion with KiwiRail about how we mitigate impacts on significant sites in the area, how we develop appropriate archaeological protocols, how we manage what is probably going to be a high potential of finds of archaeological information in that area as well.
Yes.
I would also love to have a discussion around how we manage the waterways, the health of the waterways, how we implement the Mana Rotowai going forward. But we have never had those discussions. And there is no expert being presented by KiwiRail or anyone else or any cultural impact assessment for me to, or Rangatani or Manawatu to actually do that analysis on and provide some discussion at a hearing like this one.
Hmm.
I suppose as a hearing panel, it's up to you to decide how much weight you put on cultural values and cultural information in these developments. what are we, 30 years of the RMA? I would expect a lot more analysis and recognition of our cultural connections and values to the environment.
So what is Rangitane's position at this point? You're still trying to work with KiwiRail and are hopeful of reaching some sort of agreement, hopefully by the end of the hearing, on a condition that would address cultural effects going forward. But if that doesn't happen, what are you seeking from this process?
I can't answer what we will do next.
I mean, are you opposing the NOR unless you can reach agreement over?
I don't think we're opposing nor supporting the development.
Okay.
I think we're out there to protect our interests.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you what we'll do depending on your outcome.
Yes.
I don't have your outcome.
Mm.
But we have been open with KiwiRail. We have been trying to provide a pathway for them, I suppose.
Yes.
It just doesn't seem to be a high priority for KiwiRail.
But would a condition imposing the requirement for a cultural impact assessment be undertaken by iwi and resourced by KiwiRail, if we are able to do that? I mean, would something like that be helpful?
That's a step in the right direction. We would expect that to be done by now. I mean, all we can rely on now is trying to redraft the current consent conditions proposed.
Mm. Okay. I don't think I can really take it any further.
We're in an unusual situation.
Yes,
where there's very little for us to discuss.
Highly unusual.
Talking about potential eventualities which may or may not occur.
Yes, yes.
So
I guess the only question that remains for me, is the extent to which, and you did sort of allude to it, that you may have been collaborating with other iwi. We had kaupato yesterday, and there seemed to be a little bit more optimism there, although, we're not privy to the discussions that have been going on behind the scenes between Ngāti Kaupato and KiwiRail. That they are their business and their prerogative, but the impression we got was that there was a reasonable degree of alignment and optimism in reaching, agreement on how to engage and involve Ngāti Kaupato moving forward. Have you been in discussions with them?
Around this matter?
Yeah.
Not formally, I suppose.
Okay.
We do know kaupato. We do know the people involved in kaupato. Some of them are our relations.
Yes.
So naturally we do discuss these developments.
Yes.
But we're in a very different space from kaupato. Mm. We are settled.
That's true.
We are also managing a number of different developments within the city and the region as well.
Yes.
And participating at different levels in those developments as well.
Yeah.
For us, it's more... we don't like to be dragged through a process by an applicant or a developer now. If a developer or a Crown agency wants to engage with us, we will engage with us. Mm. We'll engage with us on that treaty partnership level. We expect it to be a partnership.
Yes.
Where we're valued as equal. If not, we will seek other ways to ensure our rights and our connections are protected and looked at.
Mm.
And at this stage, we have no, direct pathway for where we're going with this process.
Mm. Mm.
I'll just reiterate, being a Crown agency, we would have liked to have that treaty partnership recognised.
Yes. Yes.
And working as an equal partner in developing this site to ensure the success of anything they want to achieve within our region.
Mm.
Unfortunately, we're not there.
That is unfortunate. And I think what you're aiming for sounds as though, you're in a similar space to the other iwi, Ngāti Kaupato in particular, in terms of, trying to establish a partnership approach. And Tā Meihana gave a presentation which included actually his sort of take of four treaty principles that he'd teased out in relation to Ngāti Kaupato's involvement at all levels of this project. And it reminded us all that KiwiRail are, of course, in a situation where they have a higher obligation in terms of giving effect to the principles of the treaty, as opposed to just having regard to under the RMA. So it makes sense, I guess, for the iwi to be looking towards that kind of arrangement outside of the NOR process.
We would, as a settled iwi with a legislation,
absolutely,
settlement act or settlement legislation, we would very much like Kiwi Rail to at least read our legislation to understand some of the statutory acknowledgements, deeds of recognition, and
yes,
some of the other relationships we have with some of their ministers and things. Unfortunately, none of that's happened.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming along today.
Thanks.
It has been very helpful for us to understand where Rangitāne are at, and wish you all the best.
Thanks.
Kia ora.
Thank you. I acknowledge your ancestor, Tāne Nui Rangi. Very familiar with Rangitāne's role in the Manawatū. It's very distinguished. I did read the Act, your Settlement Act, and what I'm curious about is provisions section 39 and 40 and what they actually mean.
You're going to have to provide me a copy of the Act, I think.
Well, it starts off in subsection 1 with saying the statutory acknowledgement and deed of recognition do not affect and must not be taken into account by a person exercising the power of performing a function or duty under any enactment or by a bylaw, which sort of sounds like a statutory statement that we should disregard the acknowledgement but rather treat the assessment as if you were tangata whenua. So the acknowledgement is one thing, but then we come to the RMA and recognition of you as tangata whenua. Is that something that has been explored, or am I completely off beam there?
No, it hasn't been explored. You've probably articulated in detail something that we probably haven't explored either. Right. But I would like to think that they should be going hand in hand. I mean, they shouldn't be treated separately in some respects.
Yeah,
they should be treated together or analysed together.
Well, I'm not suggesting that the RMA doesn't have provisions that are powerful in terms of recognising tangata whenua, but because you said we should read it, I started reading that and found that provision, which was rather striking. The Tainui wetlands, are they an area which your iwi and Ngāti Kaupapa both interacted with as resource?
This is the area here. I'm not sure if this is the pointer. This is the headwaters of the Taunui wetland. As you know, the Taunui wetland probably extended all the way down through here, down to the confluence of the Aroa and Manawatū.
Yeah.
Now it's a completely modified landscape. We engaged that area, looked after it, maintained it, I suppose, for about 1,000 years. Kaupapa is an iwi that has recently arrived into the area. Since 1830. So, yes, there would have been sharing of resources at the early stage. There is a number of tribal accounts of sharing areas. There's accounts of Rangitāne welcoming Kaupapa into the area and providing land and providing resources for them when they arrived. It was very much a... I wouldn't say a shared area, but it wasn't. They settled this area along the banks of the Aroa River.
Yeah. And in terms of the Te Mana o Te Wai, this designation has an impact on land management as opposed to freshwater resources. But there's clearly an interface there. And one of the things that Miria particularly is working on is that interactional linkages, so that there are conditions where information which is obtained by interactions with iwi in the land space are fed into the design and development of the consenting, and these information exchanges occur. Is that something that you would strongly support?
We would need time to consider that, but I shouldn't see it as a problem. I mean, we just really haven't considered or explored the application of Te Mana o Te Wai to a development like this.
Yeah.
Again, that's because we have not been engaged at that level to explore the detail of some of those conditions and concepts, I suppose. I mean, Te Mana o Te Wai is very new. It's very new for us as well, and we're still grappling with how it actually applies to development. So, but that's why an engagement strategy is so important, to work together in partnership on these developments, come up with the solutions and mitigation relief needed through these developments.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Proctor. Yeah, thank you. All right, so that concludes today. I'm informed by Mr. Orkram that the media has reported a community case in Auckland of COVID. I don't anticipate that that will impact on our proceedings, but I encourage you to pay attention to Kath Oliver emails or anything of that nature which may... Yeah, so there'll be an announcement. And so we'll just simply manage the situation as we can, but keep posted and informed. I don't think, it's unlikely, I think, that Palmerston North will be shut down as a result of that, but you never know. So stay safe and travel well and have a great evening. Thank you.
You might not be able to get home, you know.